Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Texas Governor Greg Abbott appointed David Whiteley as Secretary of State, but the appointment is contingent upon approval of the Senate. Whiteley was the focus of a confirmation hearing in Austin yesterday. Most of the questioning by Senate Nominations Committee members centered on the announcement from his office last month that more than 95,000 registered voters may not be U.S. citizens. County officials were advised to look into the citizenship status of these voters, many of whom had become naturalized citizens or had names similar to others who were not citizens when they applied for Department of Public Safety identification. Senator Jose Menendez, a San Antonio Democrat, asked Whiteley why the Secretary of State's office issued a statement to the media so early in the process that referred to removing people from voter rolls and even facing criminal prosecution.
In your press statement, it just says you are to be canceled by the voter registrar. You didn't say may be canceled. You are canceled. So my concern is that yesterday we talked about this, and you told me that you had shared your press statement with the AG's office and the governor's office, correct?
Correct.
Have you shared any other press releases with those two offices?
My job is not to share press releases, but
so the answer
regular
would be no.
regular coordination with state leadership is something that my office is proud to engage in.
The committee plans to vote on the nomination next Thursday. If it goes to the full Senate, Whiteley will need the support of two-thirds of senators voting, meaning he would also need some support from Democrats to be confirmed. The 61st annual Grammy Awards ceremony will be this Monday evening in Los Angeles, California. It's when the music industry celebrates and acknowledges artists and musical accomplishments. But this year's Grammys will be of particular interest to Louisiana, as according to the State Office of Tourism, a dozen Louisiana artists have received a total of 19 Grammy nominations. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, who was in North Louisiana earlier this week, explained what this means to have so many nominees from the state.
Great ambassadors for Louisiana. We have 12 nominees, 19 categories. You know, I tell people there's something in the soil in Louisiana that grows so much talent. We got more winners per capita than any other state, and we've got so many winners every year and so much talent. We need to do more to promote the music industry and to embrace all the music here in Louisiana because that's what we're known for, and the food.
Two former Shreveport natives are among those nominated. Jazz musician Brian Blade, nominated for Best Jazz Instrumental Album for two projects, and gospel singer Dominique Doe Jones, nominated for Best Gospel Performance Song for Cycles. Also nominated for Best Historical Album is a 20-CD set compilation titled At the Louisiana Hayride Tonight, featuring music from KWKH's Louisiana Hayride, a radio program and live concert series recorded at the Shreveport Municipal Auditorium from the 1940s to the 1960s. It helped launch the careers of Elvis Presley, Hank Williams, and many others. A free event is scheduled for this Sunday afternoon, billed as the Louisiana Hayride Open House at the Shreveport Municipal Auditorium. There will be live music and an appearance by Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. For today's weather, the high temperature for today will be 43, and there's a chance of rain, sleet, and snow tonight. This is Red River Radio News.